Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, May 26th. The grains closed mixed with July corn up a nickel, closing at 374 and a quarter. July beans down 13 cents, closing at 926 and a half. And July wheat up 7.5 cents, closing at 438 and a quarter. Corn and wheat, I'm surprised we saw some fun covering today. What happened was they were certainly buying corn, selling beans, buying wheat, selling beans, pretty much did it all day. Beans closed near their lows. The corn and wheat closed near their highs. In fact, we made new highs in the wheat right on the bell. But, you know, I really didn't see any reason for the funds to cover here, except, like I said this morning, if they wanted to take some of the risk off the table. My guess is they're probably now short 75,000 contracts of beans. We'll get tonight's numbers, but it won't include yesterday or today. So I think they'll probably come out around 50, but I think it's closer to 70 to 75,000. Where they've covered just a little bit of corn in here, I still think they're short well over 200,000 corn. I think they're short well over 140,000 wheat. Like I said this morning, again, you know, I didn't really see any reason for them to cover, but they wanted to lighten up a little bit, so if they lightened up the corn and the wheat, I guess they sold the beans against it. Crude oil was up 90 cents a barrel here. You would have thought that could have helped the beans. The crude oil was down $2.50 yesterday when the beans got hammered. Came back almost a dollar a barrel today. Didn't seem to make much difference. The metals were strong. Gold up $12. The dollar was basically up a few ticks, but nothing big there. I would have thought we could have seen, you know, a rally in the beans too today, but certainly didn't happen. The weather still looks, you know, chilly and wet. Not maybe as wet as we looked at yesterday. But there's going to be plenty of rain around, plenty of cold temperatures. Again, I don't think this is indicative of what can be a big crop out here, certainly not right now. I think we're going to see yields starting to slip in the wheat. Yields, we'll get a crop rating on Tuesday. I just can't imagine it's going to be anything good. I would be shocked if it's a rosy report out here. But we'll have to see what that is. I'm still bullish the corn and the wheat, hoping they can take out their ranges. July corn, we're 6 cents away from closing over 380. We're only 2 cents away from closing wheat over 440 now. So hopefully we can have a strong opening on Tuesday, carry through, and get this thing rocking and rolling. Will they sell more beans against it? I guess they may. It's certainly possible. The beans certainly act weak out here. And considering most people are looking at over 90 million acres of beans, and we're not in as near big a trouble with the beans as we are the corn, you know, maybe they're going to correct some of that corn-bean ratio out here. So that's about what I see. I hope everybody has a good weekend. Take a moment to think of all the Gold Star families that have made a huge sacrifice for our country out there. Enjoy the weekend. Take care.